Bulletin COP30 Brazil, information from the UN Conference for Climate Change.
In a tone of urgency, Brazil's Minister of Environment and Climate Change, Marina Silva, and the World Resources Institute Director for Africa Partnerships, Wanjira Matai, opened the fourth Global Ethical Stocktake, held during the Africa Climate Week in Addis Ababa, Ethiopia. With a powerful call to action, the two co-leaders of the stocktake stressed that the world must honor its financial commitments and that Africa is ready to lead with its own solutions in the fight against the climate crisis, as affirmed by Marina Silva.
E mandar uma mensagem para Belém.
Marina Silva says, and to send a message to Belém that from now on we must make implementation feasible, make every effort to develop a robust adaptation agenda, but also invest in mitigation, which is the root cause of climate change.
Que é a causa da mudança do clima.
Ms. Wanjira Matai, a Kenyan environmentalist and activist, highlight a stark contradiction on the continent. Nothing that Africa contributes less than 4% of global emissions, but suffers the most devastating impacts, from prolonged droughts to catastrophic floods.
So these are the issues that we believe will catalyze the transformation we need to see so that we can cushion ourselves against the worst impacts of climate change.
Representatives from 19 countries in Addis Ababa empathized that, despite receiving less than 12% of the promised global climate financing, African nations already invest an average of 2% of their GDP annually in climate adaptation, a disproportionate figure when compared to their historical contribution to the problem. Africa Climate Week in the Climate Summit in Ethiopia marked an important turning point for the continent. This new narrative argues that although Africa does not bear the same historical responsibilities for the crisis, it is an essential part of the solution, as explained by Carlos Lopes, professor at the University of Cape Town and the special envoy of the Brazilian COP30 presidency to Africa.
Carlos Lopes says, so when we look at the major climate debates in Africa, there are three particular issues. One is how we're going to carry out regenerative agriculture to protect our soils. The second is how we are going to industrialize, but in a different way, through green industrialization. And the third is how we're going to reduce our infrastructure deficit, especially energy, taking into account what technology now offers.
Tenham acesso à eletricidade através de energias renováveis.
Leaders from Kenya and Rwanda detail their advances in circular economy policies and sustainable waste management, turning a problem into an economy opportunity. COP30 President Ambassador André Correa do Lago praised the Global Ethical Stocktake, describing it as particularly inspiring.
Eu acho que a gente se reconhece.
Correa do Lago says, I think we recognize ourselves a lot in the experiences, frustrations, and hopes we have heard here. There is great diversity because Africa is obviously very diverse, but one very striking thing that has been mentioned here is how much the African continent needs to speak with one voice because the colonizers created all the borders.
Foram criadas pelos colonizadores.
Shading environmental activist Ms. Hindo Omaro Ibrahim argue that the knowledge of indigenous peoples it is essential to solving the global climate crisis.
The Global Ethical Stocktake, it's one
Ibrahim
of the
says,
most
the Global Ethical Stocktake is one of the most important processes for the COP since its inception because it is a way to establish moral and ethical principles to recognize and respect people as part of the solutions, to put people at the center to protect the Earth along with the rest of humanity.
To protect the Earth with the rest of the humanity.
The message that resonated in Addis Ababa was unanimous. Africa's not asking for help, but demanding justice and partnership to lead from its own solutions and in a decolonized way. The building of a more just climate future for all. The demand is that developed nations not only deliver on the $100 billion annually promised, but also double the funds allocated to adaptation. COP30 CEO Anatoni, who reaffirmed Brazil's commitment to build a climate conference close to people, shares this vision.
Anatoni says, it has been a very special moment with great strength and great unity. That is perhaps the word that stays with me the most, to see how much Africa and Brazil are together in this great collective effort for COP30.
nesse grande mutirão da COP30.
The contributions gathered throughout 2025, the Global Ethical Stock Day, will culminate in a global report to be delivered at the COP30 in Belém, Pará, with information of COP30, Bárbara Menezes and Henrique Villamil.
Bulletin COP30 Brazil. Information from the UN Conference for Climate Change, a Brazilian presidency partnership of COP30 with the government radio agency. For more information, visit cop30.br.